Hello everybody, welcome to memovingtocanada.com. This is me, Ben. Today we're going to talk about residential stability, what it is, what is the importance of it in our lives and in our family. Okay? But before that, I would like to let you know that I'm here in Prescott, Ontario. And this is a small town where there's the Fort Wellington Museum here. And this is facing the river of separating the Canada and United States of America. You can see the islands. You can see the island of America on the other side. And it's separated just about a kilometer of water, lake. And also, you can have a look at the beautiful port of Prescott. It's called Prescott Port, wherein you can see a few yachts that are docked on the harbor. It's a Prescott Harbor, by the way. And there are yachts that are docked on the harbor. And you can take a photo of it. And if you want to see how it looks like, you can go to my Facebook page. That is facebook.com/memovingtocanada. And find the date that is that I had took a live video. The date was May 29, okay, 2018. And that is Prescott, Ontario. For your information, okay? So let's go back to our topic for our episode for today. That's residential stability. Yeah. So if you're living in your country right now and you're happy and, you know, you don't want to go to or migrate to other places, or maybe you just want to take a tour to another place, this is not for you, okay? If you're, you know, a stable, you have business, and you don't want to, you're a nationalistic, you don't want to leave your country, your motherland, well, this is not for you. This episode is not for you. So, the one thing that I need to tell you that if you are not happy with your in your country, you want to leave your country and find a better place, a greener pasture. That's what they say, a greener pasture. And if you want to find, you know, something that can, that is interesting, a country that can help your family, boost up your financial or your morale, you can choose whatever country you want, by the way. But of course, you have to apply a visa for it. And that's what I was thinking when I was young. I was in the Philippines, and I started to not hate my country, but hate the persons that manage the country, because they're not doing well in, you know, I don't know. I don't want to bash those people, but that's why I decided to go out of the country and find a better place for my family. But unfortunately, we can't go together because, like in Singapore, well, Singapore is nice, but I can't bring them all together, right? So I decided to go to Singapore by myself so that I can be flexible. I can find any job that I want, and as long as the pay is good, that would be okay for me. So the challenge here is when I was staying in Singapore for 3 years, I was still having a work permit. Work permit is something, a paper, a document that can that is given to you when you go to this to a certain country, and the work permit will prove that you can stay, or you can, that allows you to stay in that country to work, just to work, and you are not a permanent resident there. Your status is a work permit visa. All right? So in Singapore, you can go there as a tourist. Filipinos, people in Philippines, we call it Filipino. We call us ourselves Filipinos. We go to Singapore, and sometimes we go for a tour, and sometimes we go to find a job, because Singapore is better compensated. Workers in Singapore are better compensated than in Philippines, mostly. Yeah, and that's the only thing that we can find opportunities in other place. Singapore is the easiest, and it's a first world country in Southeast Asia, so it's easier for us. So I went there, I found a job, and I worked for 3 years, for more than 4 years. And I found out when I was at the third year that I don't want to stay at a certain visa type, like work permit visa. I want to be a permanent resident, because, you know, if you're a permanent resident, you can work wherever you can work in any employer that you want, and you can have a part-time, you can do that. But if you have a work permit, you're bound to one employer only. So I thought of applying for the permanent resident, but so I sent the application as a permanent resident, but the problem is I wasn't approved because of probably the quota of the number of people in Singapore is too many in a small island. So, well, and there's no reason of the denial of the rejection. Okay, so they just give me a paper, and I realized that, well, I don't want to have a life that is that is unstable. So the only thing, or the only country that I can go to and I can be a citizen is Canada. So I started applying for Canada, and then I have approved. My application was approved, and I can bring all the members of my family, like my son, my two sons, and my wife. So we can go together in a country that they approve us to be a permanent resident. And permanent residence means you can have all rights in that country similar to a citizen, but except one thing: you can't go and vote for election, or you cannot run for election, or you can't run to be in a government position, okay, or like politics, government politics. That's the only thing that you can't do if you're a permanent resident. But everything is the same as citizen, okay? So as a permanent resident, I landed here, and I found out, I realized that this is it. This is the country that I want, because the country should take care of the people and give the people jobs and benefits, you know. And Canada's really, for me, it's my own opinion. For me, Canada is really good because the school of our kids are free. It's free. The tuition is free. The hospitalization is free. The checkup. Except for prescription drugs, and that's it. And this is it. I told myself that this is the country that I want. But unlike before, I was in Singapore working as a working with a working visa, and that's unstable. And every year in Singapore, I have to think about the renewal of my work permit, and I'm always worried if they reject my application for a renewal. And that happened to my nephew. And one day, my nephew told me that he was no longer working in Singapore because his permit was not renewed. Man, that's a devastating news, right? So, if you're planning to have a stable life, residential stability, well, this, you have to think about immigrating to a country. You can choose Australia. I think you can choose New Zealand. I'm not sure if you can migrate or move to Singapore and be a citizen. It will be very difficult. You can go to Canada if you have the skills. You can go to Canada and apply for a PR and then go to a citizenship, right? So it's up to you guys. You can decide whatever path that you want to go. But for me, residential stability is really important for us, for you and your family, because you don't have to worry about your future and you can be a citizen of another country. And in Canada, the best thing here is when you're a citizen in this country, you can choose to have a dual citizenship. If I'm a Filipino and then I'm a citizen in Canada, I can have two citizenship. That will be a Filipino and a Canadian, right? And I can buy properties in my country, and I can buy properties here in Canada, and I can run for politics in Canada. Okay? So that's the beauty of having a residential stability. You are stable. You don't have to worry every year to renew your passport, your PR or something. So guys, it's up to you to decide for yourself. And I hope you learn from this podcast episode. And this podcast episode is titled Residential Stability. And that's it for now. And before I end this podcast, I would like to ask you guys your favor. If you have time to rate my podcast in iTunes, Google Play, Overcast, Pocket Cast, please do so. Please rate my podcast episodes so that it can help me boost my podcast, and you can help me share this to other people as well. It can rank this up to the iTunes, okay? I hope you can help me with that. And also, if you have feedbacks, like, you know, my voice is not good, the way I speak is not good, improve your accent or something like that, well, I don't care what you will say, but I care for the context of that. I will improve whatever you want me to improve, because you're the listener. I want you to have a good experience of my podcast. So please, guys, leave a comment on the iTunes, Google Play, Overcast, and Pocket Cast. Leave a comment there and give us your feedback. And yeah, and that's it. Thank you in advance for doing that for me. And thank you, everyone, for listening to this podcast. I hope we see each other soon here in Canada. And have some fun. Cheers, guys. Bye-bye.
The The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.